which moves some people and stirs the imagination of others.
The right point technique. Tell you what, half an hour, have you hit the ball 30 or 40 yards farther?
You're kidding me. Half.
Further than I have ever seen anybody hit a golf ball. You got to teach me how to do this. Let's grab my driver and we're going to go.
Hold on, Jim. You want to hit a ball? The fourth warm-up exercise is what we call a swivel turn, where you grab the club with both hands, put it out in front of you, and make some turns, make some nice smooth turns, working the legs, working the foot action.
Okay, you're telling me to swing harder and then I'll hit longer, but every time I swing harder, the ball goes all over the place.
Obviously, you need to generate more public speed.
It's something that I've developed over the years called optimum repeatability.
It's based on a theory that I developed called the three-frame technique. One is your conscious mind,
and the other is your subconscious. Your conscious mind can only control non-moving thoughts, where your subconscious controls your muscle memory. What we're going to do is we're going to take a mental image of the critical stages of a golf swing.
Let's do it, Igor. Said, oh God, don't look at him. If you don't look at him, you won't get scared. Second team went crazy. Oh, look,